This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Kruger Vice President Darren Pelley says there's quite a bit of work required to get Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper back into operation. The mill has been shut down since the beginning of November, when low water levels affected Deer Lake Power's ability to produce enough electricity to make the newsprint. Yesterday, parent company Kruger announced intentions to begin newsprint production again in February. Pelley says with winter and colder temperatures, this will be a phased process.
Everything from reactivating our effluent treatment systems, getting the mill ready for operation, and our forestry ramp up. So altogether, it's quite an amount of work that needs to be done to get the mill back up in operation.
Pelley says there are 380 employees directly at the mill, and during the shutdown, they took on other duties.
A lot of activity for work that's unable to occur during normal operations, so certainly some preventive maintenance and work such as that, but certainly cleanup and in areas of the mill that in normal operation are difficult to access. So that's been the focus for the last couple of months during this period.
Meanwhile, Kruger announced intentions for a $700 million retrofit at the mill, which will promote the expansion of the provincial sawmill industry, provide energy and power capacity for NL Hydro, while sustaining jobs for employees. The company has been in talks with the provincial government, and Pelley was in Cornerbrook yesterday for discussions, which he says are progressing very well.
There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of pieces to the project, so we've had excellent discussions with the provincial government. That's progressing very well. There's some due diligence that needs to be done, so that's, of course, is happening right now. We're anxious to get things moving, and things are on track.
The multi-million dollar diversification at the mill will also create a significant number of jobs during the construction phase. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.